Let me read the words of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? And I said, Here am I, Lord, send me. That was the voice of the men and women of the United States in December 1941 after Pearl Harbor. War is terrible, but sometimes war is the lesser of two evils, the alternative being the loss of freedom and democracy. American men and women stopped everything to focus on defending our sacred freedoms, democracy, and the American way of life. What was being asked of them? These citizens and their loved ones postponed their lives. They had no idea how long they would be gone. My father-in-law, like many others, lost his business while he was gone. There were others who lost their fiancés, even their spouses. Those who entered the armed services gave up any sense of free will, accepting the absolute discipline of the military and the severe consequences for not following orders. Of course, none of this considers the impact of brutal combat. They were being asked to offer up their lives for the sake of freedom and democracy. Most of them did not have any idea as to what they were getting into. For in addition to risking their lives, they were going to experience hell on earth. Unforgettable experiences, unimaginable images, memories for a lifetime.